When Juan Velasquez decided to join the 15th Street Gang in Fort Worth, his thinking was simple. He'd immigrated to North Texas from Mexico a few years back and wanted to fit in with his cousins. He was in fifth grade when he was initiated.
5-6 people get around you and then they beat you up for a certain amount of seconds and you fight back, and until those seconds are over, then you prove that your heart is with them.
Once he joined, everything changed. He was only allowed to wear black and gray, and his free time was spoken for.
I was no longer doing little kid things. I was no longer playing around. It was more of, we got to make sure nobody's in our neighborhood trying to take over our place, or nobody's tagging on our fences and stuff like that, which was not something 11-year-olds should be doing.
By the end of middle school, Juan had already gotten busted with marijuana and was ready for a change. He started going to the Boys and Girls Club at night, a program called Coming Up. He could play pool or basketball, talk to mentors, get tutoring. The program's open to young people 13 to 24. The only requirement? You have to be involved with a gang.
They just need someone who loves them unconditionally, no matter what happens. If you go to jail, I love you. If you come out of jail, I'm gonna love you.
Melvin Carter helps run Coming Up. The city of Fort Worth started the program in 1994, and the Boys and Girls Club operates it. A big component is job training. Carter says they focus on high-demand positions like certified nursing assistants and forklift operators. Finding that kind of a job isn't easy for gang members. There's often a criminal record to fight past, and Sherry Hudson, case manager for Coming Up, says even something as simple as a tattoo can derail a job search.
If you have tattoos that are showing and you go to a job interview, you have no idea what that person is going to think. And if public image is important, you're probably not going to get hired. And the tattoo, the thing is that it may not even be a gang-affiliated tattoo, but the potential employer doesn't know that.
The program has its own solution to the tattoo problem. Contract out and get them removed.
Especially the guys who have been incarcerated, who have tattoos on their face. Like I tell them, the only place you can get employed is at a tattoo shop with that on your face.
Coming Up takes an interesting approach to gang membership. You're not forced to leave. That might actually be more dangerous than staying in.
When you try to change your life or you're doing something positive, the neighborhood looks at you in a different light. And sometimes they give you that pass that says, you know, okay, this kid is trying to move forward and do something positive. Let's let him have a pass.
Juan Velasquez got that pass. He doesn't consider himself a member of 15th Street anymore. He's 25 now and works as a welder. He likes it and the money is good. When he was an active gang member, holding on to cash was tough.
There's your drugs, your beer, your friends that need money for some sort of reason. People that get caught up and need money on books or bail money, funerals.
A financial obligation no young person should have to worry about. Courtney Collins, KERA News.